Thank you for downloading the latest podcast from the Canada-Europe Transatlantic Dialogue, housed at Carleton University in Ottawa. The interviewees were in conversation with Helen Morris. For terms of use, please refer to the publication section of our website at www.canada-europe-dialogue.ca.
My name is Jan-Douwe van der Ploeg. I'm from the Netherlands. I'm professor at Wageningen University, which is an agricultural university. And I've been very much involved in Europe in what we call rural development processes, which includes the emergence of local food systems.
What is the state of local food production in Europe today?
Well, you have to consider two elements. One is our history. From old times onwards, we have many local food production systems, you know, which reflect the specificity of the area and which quite often result in high-quality products that are esteemed very much by the consumers. Now, alongside these traditional local food systems, we have an emergence, blossoming, really, of many new initiatives into the thousands, the hundreds of thousands. It's really changing throughout Europe. And the point, it's starting to become very robust, starting to become also very important for the rural economy, and not only for the farm family income, but for the rural economy as the whole. An interesting point is that it generates new employment. Another interesting point is that it attracts again young people to farming. Yeah, they see it as a challenge. They see it as very attractive new work. They like to be involved in these new developments. It is a very promising reality throughout Europe.
Why is local food production an area which you feel policymakers should be pursuing?
Yeah, that's an important question. The first premise I have to make is that what I'm talking about, the emergence of new local food systems, really is the result of grassroots initiatives. Yeah, it's not triggered by policy. It's the well-understood interest of people themselves. It comes from civil society. Having said that, it is recognized at the level of the European Union, but also at the national level, that this is a very important new development that merits a good policy. Now, developing, defining this new policy is very, very difficult.
Where does opposition to local food production come from? So who are the actors who may be opposed to this, and why are they opposed to it?
Yeah, for a long time there has been neglect. It was thought, well, this is very marginal, let them go, it does not harm. But with this local food sector growing quickly and very much, is clear opposition being outlined that evidently stems from the big food industry. It stems from the retailers, from the big supermarkets, and it stems, it's a bit ironically, what we now call the traditional farmers. They see it as a menace, as a threat for their identity, so they try to withhold it. But of course, that is intrinsic to all major changes, that opposition is triggered and there are struggles, there are debates, and then it's also the role of policy to find new ways of coordination, new ways of reconciliation, and we are in the midst of that.
Have there been any successes or indeed failures in local food production in Europe which could possibly inform the debate here in Canada? And I'm interested really, you know, how can that research and knowledge of local food systems travel across the Atlantic?
Well, the same happened, of course, within Europe itself. How we in the North could learn from those in the South, how those in the West could learn from those in the East, yeah? A lot of knowledge, of insights have been traveling throughout Europe. Now, you ask me, how could all this maybe jump over the big ocean? Pacific, I find this workshop very interesting. For sure, some knowledge can also jump the other way around. A very important lesson from Europe is that for the development of these local food systems, it's not in the first place subsidies from the public sector that are needed. What is needed, what has played a crucial role in Europe, has been the construction of new markets, of new local markets, where supply and demand can meet. This is very practical. Create new marketplaces, have a good regulation for it, have a good governance for it. Even at municipal level, this can be created, can be arranged, and there, probably some of our European experiences are crucial. If you want a failure which should be avoided, indeed, do not start with all kind of subsidies. In the end, that turns out to be a kind of permanent infusion. People become dependent on it. Go for the one-time assistance in the form, as I mentioned, the construction of new marketplaces. That is very crucial.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.